This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
As long as we're busting storage myths, like we did in our last episode, let's bust another myth in the self-storage space. This is the myth. REITs outperform smaller investors. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training I offer the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about the products and services I could offer you at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Hit the blog training tab and see all the free training I offer. And then you can go to the store and see some of the courses I offer. But I was recently at the Inside Self-Storage, the ISS Expo 2026, and one of the sessions I attended was put on by Brad Lund, the CEO of Purely Storage. This is a California-based storage company that owns about 40 facilities. And he did in a very succinct and very well presented session what I have known for quite a while. The myth, the idea that REITs can outperform smaller investors is a myth. Now, I'm not going to use the data that he used, but let me tell you why I think it's a total myth that REITs outperform us smaller investors. Now, I get asked this question quite a bit from potential partners, from investors, from people I coach. How can you compete with the REITs? They have all this money. Their cost of capital is low. They have a national footprint, and they can outbid you. How can you compete with that? Well, that's a valid question. And everything that I just said is probably true. However, REITs are large behemoth organizations, and because of their size, they have inherent weaknesses. Let's talk about that today. So the goal of this episode is to terminate once and for all in your thinking the idea that REITs outperform smaller investors. If a REIT is outperforming you, then I suggest that it may be more of an indication of how you run your business rather than how the REITs run theirs. But let's just look at some facts right now. Let's look at 2025 in-store growth revenue. Now, I got this data from the NJ Partners 2025 annual report on publicly traded storage companies. And let's just look at 2025's in-store revenue growth for the REITs, the biggest player in the storage space. Let's look at it. Public storage, same store revenue growth for 2025 was zero. Extra Space, 0.1%. CubeSmart, 0.5%. And NSA had a whopping 2.3%. Now keep in mind, NSA is to be purchased by Public Storage, is under contract and to be purchased by Public Storage later on this year. That's my understanding. So between 2019 and 2021, I sold off two different portfolios that I helped create. And I'm currently in the storage business in a smaller way, but I'm involved in a lot of expansions, conversions, and some ground-up development. But we do have some storage that generated income in 2025. Here, our in-store revenue growth was 5.56%. Did we outperform the REIT with the highest return by two? Did we over double what they earned? Was 2025 just kind of a fluke year? Well, What I did was I used Google's AI and I went back with all the REITs year by year and looked at what at least that AI told me was that company's in-store revenue growth for the year from 2013 to 2020. Now, if this information is correct, then it's probably close. Let's look at what over that time period, 2013, the go-go years, the boom years of the self-storage space. Let's look at what the largest players in the space, let's look at what their in-store revenue growth was over that time period. Public Storage averaged 3.56% per year. If Extra Space, 4.89%. CubeSmart, 5.20. Now, NSA went public in 2015, so I only have that year through 2020, and that was 5.05%. Now, during the same time, both our portfolios combined average in-store growth rate was 6.62%. What was your growth rate, revenue growth rate, during that time period if you were in the business? What was your in-store revenue growth rate in 2025? Did you outperform 2.3% last year? We sure did. It's a myth that the REITs outperform the smaller investors. It's a myth. Let's look at maybe why it's a myth and why it's the case that smaller investors can outperform the big players. Well, the first thing to understand is that these larger players live on fees. That is a significant portion and very important to their overall cash flow are the fees. They have to have them in place. Like if you're going to get from 0 to 2.3% revenue growth, you got to have fees in place. Now, I say that facetiously, but when was the last time you ever saw a REIT waive a fee? Especially their tenant protection, which is a significant portion of their income. If you do third-party management with these REITs, as an owner, you get zero. They have to have those fees in order to function, in order to pay the employees in the behemoth structure that they have. They live on them. Now, as operators, we have fees too, but we can be flexible with our fees. We can waive our fees in order to get a move-in if we're in a lease-up situation. And I don't know what the percentage of the income is. I didn't do the research. I probably could. But in our portfolios, we average about 4% of our income comes from fees, and that includes tenant insurance. I would guess and venture to say it's probably much higher for these large public players. The second thing to realize is you got to understand your competition. And what the REITs do is they bait their customers. A dollar first month, $25, $45 first month, 50% off first 3 months. Those are ways that they bait the public to move into their facilities and then immediately hit them with what? Price increases. Now, as we talked about in some previous episodes, transparency laws state by state are starting to pop up in order to deal with this. But this is the current game that they play. And what this game does is one, it creates ill will with the customer. And when they look for their next storage facility or when they finally have had it with their price increases, who do they go to? They go to smaller operators like us that will keep their rent fixed for a while or treat them fairly. Imagine that. If you educate your customer base, your consumer base, and treat them fairly, it's not hard to beat a REIT in the lease-up game. What this does is it increases your length of stay, increases the value of a customer and the value of each lease that gets signed. And with longer customer or tenant staying in your unit, your revenue can surpass theirs very easily. That's how we got 5.54 compared to the highest of 2.23, most likely. The next thing to understand is that The REITs rely on customer-centric rate increases. What this means is that they study the customer, and the longer that you stay in your facility, the more you're going to pay, the higher your increase as a percentage each time, and it's nothing to far exceed what the street rate is or what the average in-store rate is. They will raise your rent until you cry uncle and move out. And they're happy if you move out. Why? Because they bait another customer and then run them through that drill again. Now, as a small investor, we don't have to play those games. That's the current game that's being played by the public companies today. And we don't have to play those games. We treat customers fairly. We have rent increases, but they're fair rent increases that are based on occupancy rates of the units or based on cost of operation increases. And that will increase the average length of stay of your customer and increase your revenue base. And keep in mind, REITs operate nationally. They have a national footprint. What is storage? Storage has a very local footprint. REITs operate in hundreds of markets. They have hundreds of employees. They have quarterly share prices to keep their attention on. And they have shareholders to placate. As small owners, we have individual markets and trade areas to really focus on in our business. Why? Because that's where our customers are. And our customers are what drive the revenue. This is something I think gets overlooked in the boardrooms of these REITs as they lay out their strategic plans. Is the fact that customers within 3 miles of your facility, they're what's going to drive your revenue. Not some silly game you play. It's much easier if you're focus locally to develop great customer relationships and provide exceptional customer service. Our employees know the names of most of their customers. We focus on individual markets, not share prices or not stock value. Treat every customer like a VIP. In those boardrooms, no one's sitting around talking about customer service or treating their customers like VIPs. Maybe they're shareholders, but not their customers that drive the revenue. In essence, this is something that Brad Lung did say. He said, look at what the REITs are doing, and then do the opposite. So let's terminate once and for all the myth that REITs outperform smaller investors. The facts just don't show it, and you can compete effectively if you keep your eye on the right ball. Just my thoughts today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is one of the financial analysis tools we use to analyze potential storage opportunities. You can find out more about it at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. Click the Storage World Analyzer tab or go to the Storage World Analyzer. I wonder what myth we may take on next week. See you then.